Publishing present this unabridged recording of I Let Him Go, written by Denise Fergus and read by Sean Paul Hill Thomas. When I gave birth to my baby boy, I was full of hopes and dreams for him. But the one thing I didn't ever imagine was burying my son's tiny body after his murder. No parent wants to outlive their child or say goodbye. It's impossible to imagine. But my final hours and minutes with my beautiful James will be etched on my mind until my dying day. Getting my purse out to buy two pork chops for tea was the last thing I did before my world imploded forever. I went into that butcher's holding my little boy's hand, making one final stop before heading home. And I left without James's hand in mine. That was how our last moments together went. No long goodbye, no last cuddles and snuggles with the baby who meant more to me than life itself. Just me letting go of James's hand for a split second, rummaging around in my purse for the right change, and my two-year-old son being led away to his death by the 10-year-old boys who murdered him. I remember clearly going to the Strand shopping centre in Bootle and parking up. We had a list of what needed doing, and we were very efficient. Nicola, my brother Paul's fiancé, had my other brother John's little girl Vanessa with her. We were a close family, and Nicola was looking after Vanessa for the day. As all mums know, you dash around like a mad thing trying to get everything finished while the kids are in a good mood and playing ball. Once they hit that wall of boredom, you've no chance of getting anything done. We got all we needed and decided to buy something nice for tea for the blokes after their hard day of DIY. We went into AR Tim's, the butcher's, happy this was the last port of call. James was restless and running around a bit. He'd been so good, but he was reaching the end of his patience. It was time to get him home so he could play with his toys and have his tea. Then it would be bath, stories, pyjamas and bed, the same routine we had every night. There was nothing I loved more than tucking him up at bedtime and knowing he was safe and cosy. Because we only had one bedroom, James had a little bed at the side of ours, which was fine by me as I liked him close.